Welcome to Authority Engine, your guide to accelerated business growth through podcasting. Now here's your host, Ben Kruger.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Authority Engine podcast. I'm your host, Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy. And as always, I'm dedicated to helping you record, engage, and convert through your podcast marketing and becoming the go-to authority in your field. Continuing a recent trend, we are going to keep working on doing some solo episodes. I got a lot of feedback from the listenership saying that they really enjoyed some of these latest solo episodes, some of my more soapbox style episodes. So that's what we're going to do. But today we are going to be talking about the purpose of podcast intros and outros. And I'm going to get very specific with how these should be used as a podcast marketer and what we need to be doing to make sure that we're getting the maximum we can out of them and not just, you know, just doing them because everybody else does them. We're going to do them right. So we're going to dive into that. But before we do, we've got today's featured podcast, which is actually Leaving Corporate with Greg Hickman. He also runs Mixed Mobile over there where he talks about mobile marketing, but he came out with a new podcast called Leaving Corporate. It's all about starting your own gig on the side so that eventually you can leave the 9-to-5 job. And I'm a big fan of this, as many of you know, just the general concept of kind of taking your income into your own control. And so if that's something that you haven't quite made that leap yet and you're interested in really getting that figured out, I encourage you to check that out. You can find more about that, greghickman.me. That's the site. And just a great show. And I really encourage you to take a look because I've found it quite helpful myself. All right, awesome. So today we're going to be talking about the purpose of intros and outros, and in a very strategic manner. A lot of times when you start talking intros, outros, people will be like, okay, yeah, you want to introduce the show, which of course, I mean, isn't that the whole thing? We don't need to talk surface level stuff because I think you guys get that. But we're going to talk some strategy pieces around what needs to be included in these intros and outros and what that needs to look like for you. Okay, so let's start off with our intro. That's going to be the very beginning of the podcast. And really, it comes down to two things here. It really comes down to setting the expectation of your listener for what they're going to experience during that episode. So keep in mind, this intro is it includes a voiceover. Maybe it's the host, maybe it's not. Maybe it's a voiceover artist. And it will probably include some type of audio branding. So maybe that's a, you know, music clip. Maybe that's, you know, a bunch of sound effects. Maybe that's the boxing ring announcer voice, you know, effect. But the goal for the intro, or one of the goals for the intro, is to set that expectation for the listener for what kind of experience they're going to have with your podcast. So what I want you to think about is, for my podcast episodes, what kind of emotions do I want my listeners to feel at the very beginning of the show to prep them for the content that I'm going to share? So for my show, you'll notice that my intro music is pretty upbeat. It's kind of exciting. It kind of gives you this feeling of like, all right, we're getting up and we're going to do something. We're going to do something fun. And that's largely because a lot of our episodes are very action item oriented. So I try to be very, you know, actionable with our episodes so we can keep them short and punchy for you to make sure that it's something that you can implement with your podcast marketing right away. For you, it may be, maybe you're going on a journey with your listenership. Maybe you're going on a journey or an exploration of learning with interviews. Maybe you are a very serious business podcast. Maybe it's a very light entertainment type of a show. You want to know, what is that feeling? What is that emotion that you want your listenership to feel to be prepared for the content that you're going to share with them? And as well, that emotion is what they're going to associate with you, since you're the host of that podcast. So I want you to keep that in mind. All right. So that's, you know, point number one for intros. Point number two is really positioning yourself. You can use it as a positioning tool. And again, this kind of ties back into the music, but a little bit more into the script of the intro at this point. So you can, one really great way to position yourself is having someone else, you know, have a voiceover artist do the intro to the show and literally introduce you as the host. So you'll notice this at events. When you go to events, most great events, and definitely the top line speakers, will have people come up and introduce that speaker before they go on. It's a total positioning move, and it works really well. And it allows you to set that stage for who you are and what you're about to share with them, and kind of using social indicators of expertise and authority. So that's something that I encourage everybody to consider, is how am I positioning myself using my intro? What does that set the stage for? Cool. So those are the two really kind of strategic things that we want to consider with our intro. And of course, with an intro, you want to, you know, introduce them to the show. You want them to know what show are they listening to. But that's kind of a basic one that I feel like everybody hopefully understands to begin with. So that's kind of the trident or the trifecta for intros. As far as outros go, let's move on to the latter half of the show. For outros, there's a couple of things. Firstly, you want to thank the listener or have some form of display of gratitude for them sharing their time with you and coming on to listen to your show. So, you know, hey guys, want to thank you guys for listening. Really enjoyed everybody coming on today's show. You know, something like that. It can be very simple, but a quick thank you goes a long way. Number two, and, you know, kind of number one really, is with the outro, we want a very clear and consistent call to action. Now, you may listen to podcasts, and you may be guilty of this yourself. When you get to the very end, there's like six calls to action. There's, you know, hey, go to my website and check out the website, and then you can opt in with your email address, and I encourage you to go to the show notes page here and check that out. And then I would appreciate it if you would share this episode with social media, and then definitely, you know, subscribe to the podcast, then rate and review us on iTunes. And I'm sure you've heard that like six times. But what you want to do with the outro, and keep in mind, you can do call to actions throughout an episode. Call to actions can be very simple, can be sprinkled in throughout the episode in a place that fits. So like, for example, right now, maybe this is something that I need to develop, but if I had a, you know, the quick and dirty guide to podcast calls to action, I could say that right now and say, hey, you know, I developed a quick guide for this to help you guys. Check it out at authorityengine.com/example guide. And then I would move on. That's a call to action. But at the end of every episode, in your outro, you want a very clear and consistent call to action that's going to be the same for every episode. And we really want to focus on email opt-ins here, because that's going to be the best way for you to build a long-term relationship with someone and market to them on a consistent basis that's not reliant on a third-party platform like Facebook or, you know, some other type of a group thing. So what we want here is we want one very clear and consistent call to action, some kind of a giveaway, you know, sign up to my newsletter, a report, a checklist, a cheat sheet, you know, a blueprint, something like that, that somebody can exchange their email address with you in exchange for that value piece. And it's something that's consistent every episode. And typically it's the very next step that person needs to get where they're trying to go. So you think about your listener avatar. Why are they listening to your show? What's the end result that they want? And what is that next step that you can give them that will allow them to get results in that direction? That's what your call to action needs to be for your email opt-in. Okay, beautiful. So that's piece number two for the outros. And finally, this is something that I particularly like to do, is welcome them back to your future episodes. You know, if you do a podcast every Tuesday morning or every Thursday morning, let them know that so that they can look forward to your future episodes. Let your listenership know that that's what's coming. Because if you publish, like, let's say every Wednesday morning, but you never say anything about it, that's not going to be very helpful with people who want to consistently consume your content, you might as well give them the heads up. Hey, by the way, you know, we publish every Wednesday morning, so check back Wednesday, we'll have another episode for you. Now, of course, that puts you a little bit on the hook for consistent episodes, but in the end, it's going to help you being more consistent with your publishing schedule. So those are the three components for the outro. So give them a quick thank you. Have a clear and consistent call to action that's very simple and that calls people to an email opt-in, and then welcome them back for future episodes. And those are the three components. So here is where I get to do my outro. And you'll hear a new call to action that we're actually changing up a little bit, because for previous episodes, we had a little bit of a loosey-goosey call to action, and I want to get much more specific about it. So thanks for tuning in and listening to this episode. And I want to remind everybody to go out and record your killer content, engage your audience, and convert those listeners into paying customers. If you haven't got started with podcasting yet for your business and you want to get one rolling really quickly, I've developed a 3-video training course, which is the exact steps you need to get started with podcasting at authorityengine.com. You can grab it completely free there. And, you know, of course, I'm Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and you've been listening to another episode of the Authority Engine Podcast, where I'm dedicated to helping you grow your business using the power of podcast marketing every Tuesday morning. All right, we'll see you back next week, folks.